I'm Patrick Scahill for WNPR News. Naloxone is a life-saving drug that can reverse the effects of an opioid overdose. Efforts have been made in the current opioid epidemic to make it more widely available, but the medication's rising price is complicating that. Naloxone has been around since the 1970s, but in recent years, certain formulations of the drug have gotten more expensive. Writing in the New England Journal of Medicine, Yale medical student Ravi Gupta says in recent years, some of those price hikes have been dramatic.
There's a couple of different manufacturers. The one supplier, Hespira, that has a larger share of the market, the price that they have for their drug has more than doubled.
Prices range from around $20 to $150 for naloxone. But one formulation of the drug, delivered via autoinjector, rose in cost from $690 in 2014 to $4,500 for two doses this year. In a statement, Hospira's parent company, Pfizer, says cost increases are needed to offset research and increased manufacturing costs. They say many naloxone doses are donated for free, and in many states, there are programs where naloxone prices are reduced via rebates and coupons. But Gupta says those patient assistance programs aren't particularly sustainable.
Because the list price is still quite high, and we're not sure how long that patient assistance program will last and how many patients can actually access that. And the second challenge with those types of programs is that the cost is put back onto the patient anyway through increasing insurance premiums.
In April, the state of Connecticut announced an agreement to provide a rebate to municipalities for certain doses of naloxone. It also received a donation of 500 auto injectors for use by the state and community programs. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.